welcome back. Guys, this next segment is one of our oldest segments. This is the the versus segment. We've been doing this for at least 3 episodes. So today's theme is going to be music, and I have a whole crap load of these, so hopefully we'll get through all of them. If not, we might have to skip some at the end. But just because we ran into some scoring issues that I realized after the last episode, which was that the order of that you guys guess in should really be determined by who's in the lead and not necessarily by just switching off. So instead of just switching off, whoever guesses the first one right, if you're in the lead, you always have to guess first.
Okay.
So the first category is acoustic versus electric. And This is, I guess, technically any instrument, but I was thinking of guitars when I came up with it.
Okay. Well, I would be lying if I said electric, because I prefer acoustic, even though that may not be what you probably have chosen. So.
No explanation, you just like it.
I just like the way it sounds better. I mean, it just sounds, like, richer. And I'm not as into the, like, weird experimental kind of music, so...
Sure.
That you could do with an electric guitar, so. Rhythm guitar.
Like rock and roll.
Yeah, like experimental music that no one's ever heard of.
No, but I mean, like...
Like all music.
I know that you like to make weird sounds on your guitar. So.
Sure, you can make weird sounds on an acoustic.
Yeah, that's you true. Can.
It's probably a little harder, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Melanie, you should make the argument that... that you can have an acoustic electric and do a lot of the things that you can do with an electric guitar on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, what Josh said.
So, I mean, so is your choice acoustic electric?
No, it's still acoustic.
Because you like the sound of the acoustic part, not the electric part, right?
Yeah.
I guess I would go with electric, from a listening experience, because I do think there are a lot of cool things you can, it's just a lot more possibilities.
Sorry.
What was that?
I sneezed.
Oh. Sorry. That's what I thought it was, but it sounded more like a cat sneeze or something.
I was trying to hold it in.
So,
yeah, I'm just going to say electric because of the more possibilities of what you can do.
Okay, so Josh, I think you both kind of hit on one of the fundamental differences between the acoustic and the electric, and that is the electric guitar sort of gives you more options for making weird sounds.
Right.
Or maybe not weird sounds. I mean, if you like sounds that are not that weird, you can still make those on an electric guitar. You can even play an electric guitar without like an overdriven amp to make it sound like you're playing an acoustic guitar, although it's not quite as full as a real acoustic.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, which I think is the acoustic guitar's greatest advantage, is that when the coming global apocalypse finally hits, we're not going to be able to make music on the electric guitar anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, but I mean, only people that are like within 10 feet will be able to hear you.
Yep.
However, since the super apocalypse has not hit yet, and because I enjoy making weird noises and listening to weird noises, I am going to go with electric.
Yeah, this is what happens.
This is what happens when you have principles.
You lose.
Yes.
That is in part true because, I play an acoustic guitar, and I almost made the argument about not having access to electricity as a benefit for the acoustic guitar, but I decided not to.
Okay, so Melanie, I would have given you half a point had you mentioned the superpocalypse. however, you didn't mention that very specific made-up word. So, Josh, I award you 1 point, and Melanie, I award you 0 points.
I believe it's pronounced the soupocalypse.
The what? The soupocalypse?
Yeah.
Sure.
That might only be related to soup, though.
Yeah, it's when, it's sort of, I mean, since we're on sort of a religious theme, this is where God said to Adam, you need to make the world's biggest gravy boat. to survive the coming soup-pocalypse. okay, so the next round is these are two genres of music. The first one is dub, and the second one is dubstep. And Josh, you're first.
I'm gonna go with dub, because I'm still not actually 100% sure what dubstep is.
I don't know what dub is. I know what dubstep is. What's the difference between them?
Okay, that's a good question. I have a link to a Yahoo Answers question asking the same thing. And it's not really asking the same thing. It just says, don't you hate the people who don't know the difference between dub and dubstep? and the best answer is dub equals talking over something else, and dubstep equals remix of song. And I just want to point out that both of these are wrong. and the asker says, the asker was the person who chose this answer from all the others. And he says, you were unfortunately the closest to a good answer. okay, and I guess because you guys aren't necessarily familiar with what these genres are, I'm just going to give you a brief overview. So dub is a sub-genre of reggae, mm-hmm. and it involves basically sort of putting reverb on things. It's kind of a different way of mixing a reggae song.
Okay.
I have an example of a dub song if you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. That was okay. A song called Flag Dub by King Tubby.
Tub the Dub.
That's totally what they should have called this song. Melanie, I'm going to award you 1 bonus point for that remark, even before guessing. Okay, so... let's move on to dubstep. So dubstep is a type of electronic music that is similar to like drum and bass. You guys familiar with what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. The difference being that the bass line, instead of being like sort of the normal electronic bass line, these have what's called a heavy drop. And all that means is they make the bass line sound super crazy.
Right.
So let me try to find a good dubstep song. This is called Doomsday by Nero. And actually, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit here. So that last part there was the bass drop.
Right.
And I think dubstep has been getting fairly popular in mainstream music, too. Like, are you guys familiar with LMFAO?
Yeah. I don't know any of their music, but I know of them.
They sing that song, Sexy and I Know It.
All right.
Anyway, okay, if you had to choose between those two genres of music, what would you choose? And even though you guys are tied because Melanie got the bonus point, Josh, you're still first.
I'm still going to go with my original answer, that I would probably say I prefer the dub.
All right.
And I don't have any reasoning behind that. Just that that it feels more like my style.
All right. How about you, Melanie?
I'm gonna go with dubstep, which is what I would have gone with before I knew what dub was. And I want to point out that wasn't it more of like a sort of an underground European thing for a while before it came over?
It's definitely been... most electronic music is produced overseas.
Right.
And I think you're probably right. It probably did start out as some underground.
Like club music in Europe or something. Well, I want to point out that when NSYNC was still together and they had their last album, they were doing dubstep.
What?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's like pop dubstep. I mean, it wasn't like, I heard them talking about it. It was probably a watered down version.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of sort of like fusion music
right.
that takes like dubstep elements or trip hop or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you choosing dubstep because you like electronic music or because you hate reggae?
Well, no, I mean, like, if I work out, like, I mean, when I swim, I don't listen to music, but if I work out, like, in a gym, I enjoy music like dubstep that would sort of, like, make me want to work out harder. So I don't listen to it in my everyday life. I listen to acoustic music, but... But no, I think it's cool. So,
okay, Melanie, you win this one.
Yay!
Because I'm gonna admit something. Dubstep is my guilty pleasure. I know that it's not like the best music in the world, but you're right. It does kind of have that upbeat, like get you pumped up to go do something.
Right.
Feeling to it. Also, I should mention that I don't hate reggae. But we don't have any Jamaican listeners, so I feel like it's not going to be too big of a snub if I say dubstep over dub. That was an unintentional rhyme. Is snub a word? Snub is a word, right?
Yeah, it's a word.
Okay, snubstep. there's a follow-up Yahoo Answers question that I found related to dubstep. I'm just going to read this here. So the question is, do teens study better with dubstep or pop music?
Mm. Neither.
There are a lot of answers to this question, but the best one that I found is dubstep deftly. That could be proven. Pop music usually is filled with words which can be very distracting. Dubstep is made up 90% of beats, which actually helps you focus on a single task.
Oh, deftly.
Yeah, I'm going to start saying deftly instead of definitely. And then the last answer on this is they both suck.
That's helpful.
Okay, Melanie, your last remark about NSYNC making dubstep music was a little bit crazy because the next round involves NSYNC. So, and Melanie, you're going to go first on this one since you are now in the lead 2-1. Okay. This is NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys.
Oh, the age-old question. Since the 90s. Well, okay. I, growing up, was a loyal Backstreet Boys girl. Not an NSYNC girl. However, I think NSYNC's music is better. I mean, there were cuter boys in the Backstreet Boys, I thought. Especially when Justin Timberlake still had that weird hair thing going on. And I came across the Backstreet Boys first, so I felt loyal to them. But I did see both in concert. And I would say NSYNC was better. And partly it's because by the end of their, like, you know, like their last, like, real CDs that they each put out, by then NSYNC was doing cooler stuff. So, so I guess my answer, I don't know. I feel like somehow it's less cliche for me to say that I would choose the Backstreet Boys. I'm not really sure why that would be the case, but if I'm being honest and I look at their, like, whole, you know, their whole career, I guess I would go with NSYNC.
That was a very great noise.
Like, all if right. I could only listen to one of them
for the rest of your life,
or had to listen to one of them.
You're talking about if you had to listen to them now as an adult who's about to birth.
Ah, but then there are so many good Backstreet Boys songs. I just think NSYNC was better at what they were doing. So.
Okay, so NSYNC is your final answer?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like I should just give Melanie my vote on this one also so that she could take both sides and argue them against each other. Because for me, I really don't have any opinion whatsoever. Neither of them had any real impact on my life, except that I remember a friend having a Backstreet Boys tape, and I thought that meant he was cool, but I wasn't sure why exactly. Because I was not familiar with their music at all. And it was immediately after that I began listening to, like, Nirvana and Pearl Jam and stuff like that. So, and those are sort of anathema to one another. But if I had a vote, I would say NSYNC because their name is just made of it looks like it's supposed to be an acronym, but it's really not. Like there was that other band NXS.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it, you know, if you can pull that off, just putting letters to make sounds to make words, which I realize sounds stupid because that's what letters do. then I think that's something. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, so you guys both choose NSYNC.
I choose NSYNC / neither.
I guess.
Okay. Well, you're both right. It's NSYNC. And before I go on to why I'm choosing NSYNC, Melanie, do you remember the Christmas where I told you that I bought you a Backstreet Boys CD, the Christmas CD, and it ended up being the NSYNC Christmas CD?
I think I do. What was my reaction? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I think you were a gracious gift receiver because I was like, oh my God, I thought this was the Backstreet Boys one.
Aww.
I don't know how I mixed those up. They must have been like right next to each other on the in the Best Buy or whatever. And I just assumed that I was grabbing the Backstreet Boys one because I felt so bad once you opened it and I saw that it was not Backstreet Boys because I knew there was like a feud between fans of the two boy bands.
Right, yeah.
And I think you ended up listening to it and you told me that you liked it. I'm not sure if you actually did or if you're just...
I did like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like Kyle introduced you to NSYNC.
Well, mom got me tickets to see the Backstreet Boys for one Christmas when we were in San Diego, and I think that was probably the most excited reaction I've ever had to opening a gift ever. And what happened was Kyle got a PlayStation for Christmas, or a PlayStation 2 or something.
Yeah.
And I knew you were getting it, so I was really excited to see you open it because mom had told me. And you were like way excited too. And that was like a really big Christmas gift. And then mom gave me mine and I opened it and it was a journal. I still remember it was like a blue suede journal. And I was like, thanks. And then I don't remember. Maybe I opened it while you were still like really excited about your gift or something. And so I was like trying to be like, cool. But in my mind, I was like, how the hell are a journal and a PlayStation the same? And then I think she must have realized that I had opened it and hadn't kept looking. I was just like, I held it up and I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, mom. And then she must have told me that there was more. And so I think underneath the journal or something, there were two tickets to see the Backstreet Boys. And I'm pretty sure I've never made that sound in my life. And I like jumped up and was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. But so that was sort of like, I was still like definitely like way more into the Backstreet Boys at that point. But then NSYNC came out with their last album shortly after that. So. You know,
I remember that Christmas, both because that was the Christmas that I got the PlayStation 2 and because I remember your reaction when you opened the journal or got the journal and I'm sitting there with the PS2 in front of me and you're sitting there with the journal and you handled that probably as expertly as anyone could in that situation. And then I remember your reaction once you found out that you got the tickets too.
I was like running around. I was so excited. And I felt so bad because I was like clearly mom wouldn't have done that, first of all.
Yeah.
But even if she had, like I just was like, I knew that my face was like, I knew I was like, what the crap, you know? But it's Christmas. You should just be happy with whatever you get. But,
right.
But obviously, mom didn't do that, so.
Okay, so the reason why I picked NSYNC is... And actually, I was gonna throw a couple of other boy bands that came out around the same time. There was 98 Degrees. And then there was also Together. But I was afraid that if I put Together on this list, that was going to be the winner, and they were a fake right. band, so...
Right. You plus me equals us.
Yeah, I know my calculus. You plus me equals us. But the reason why I chose NSYNC is because think about all of the people that were in either of those bands, and think about the people who are still relevant today.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake, I think, is really funny, and he's a decent actor.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of his music because that's not really my style of music. But if you guys have ever watched him on like SNL, he could literally be a cast member on that show.
Right.
It's so funny.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so because NSYNC produced Justin Timberlake, that's why I'm going with them.
Seems like a good enough reason to me.
That's kind of funny how that can happen. Like, Mark Wahlberg is also, I think, a pretty decent actor. But I'm not a fan of his music either.
Yeah.
But then it also, just because it can happen, you know, doesn't mean it always does. Like, there are a lot of really bad actors who formerly had a singing career.
Yeah.
That's totally
Wasn't
off
he
topic.
Also on the Disney Channel, on the Disney Bunch, Brunch, whatever it's called?
Mickey Mouse Club? Yeah.
Yeah. The Disney Brunch, you know.
I don't think Mark Wahlberg was.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was already grabbing his crotch by then.
Okay, so I don't know what the score is. Do you guys know? I think it's 3-2.
I'm winning. 3-1.
3-2,
no, I got
right?
I got a point on that one.
Yeah, you guys both picked in.
Oh, yeah, we both did. 3-2.
Okay, so the next round is, the theme is best song about shooting a gun. And this actually has four options, and I have ranked these. So you'll get the number of points for based on the rank.
Okay.
So the first one is Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith.
That's the first one I thought of.
The second one is Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter. Then Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. And finally, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.
I think I've heard two of those.
You've heard of Janie's Got a Gun
And the
Hey Joe, or Pumped Up Kicks.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Well, do you want me to play a little bit of these songs so that you know
yes.
what they are? Okay. You guys are both familiar with Janie's Got a Gun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... The reason why I picked this category is because I have a playlist on Spotify called Guns. And these are the four...
That's these creepy! Are the,
these are the four songs that are in it. So here is Hey Man, Nice Shot. And let me see if I can just skip to like the middle of the song somewhere.
You recognize it now, Melanie?
Yes.
I'm just going to wait until it gets to the iconic part, just in case that sways you guys in either direction. So that was Hey Man, Nice Shot. Melanie, what was the other one that you mentioned you hadn't heard?
The Hendrix one?
Well, I may have heard it, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay, well, let me play Hey Joe, and then I'll play Pumped Up Kicks, too. I don't know if I can skip any part in this song. Hey
Joe! Mostly, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Okay, and I guess the iconic part of that song is he says, I'm gonna shoot my old lady.
Yep.
She was probably messing around with another man.
Alright.
Okay, and Melanie, are you guys both familiar with Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People?
I don't think I am familiar with that one.
Okay, well, I'll play that one. It's a newer song, newer than the rest of these. Maybe I can just skip to the part where he talks about shooting things.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
I like that song.
Did you realize that that song was about shooting kids?
I did.
Okay. Okay, so out of those four songs, which one would you pick? And remember, these have been pre-ranked, and you'll get the number of points corresponding to whichever song.
Okay. I'm probably going to be wrong, but, well, wrong according to you. I would put Pumped Up Kicks first.
You don't actually have to rank them if you don't want to.
Oh, I don't have to?
You're going to pick one song, and you're going to get the number of points for that. But you can rank them if you want. You can rank them if you want to.
I want to rank them. I would put Pumped Up Kicks first.
Okay.
I would pick the second song. Was it Filter or something?
Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Yeah. That one second. Janie's Got a Gun third. And Hendrix fourth.
Okay.
But if I only can pick one...
Uh-huh. If you could only pick one, it wouldn't be your first choice.
Yeah. Because then I have to think more about what Kyle would pick.
Can I ask you something real quick, Melanie? How would you guess that I should judge these if you ranked them and I had to compare that to my ranking to see what your score is?
Not sure. I have no idea. You'd figure it out.
Well, I am a super genius.
Figure it out with math.
Yeah. No, if I can only pick one song, I would go with Janie's Got a Gun because it's iconic. So okay. If that helps you, then fine.
If I were to rank them, I would say the Hendrix, and then Pumped Up Kicks, and then Janie's Got a Gun, and then Filter. And if I were to pick one out of them all, it would also be the Hendrix.
Okay,
because,
so...
I think it's a much more complex and song that's musically satisfying.
Okay.
If you like that sort of thing.
If you like satisfaction.
Right.
Okay, so Melanie, you picked Janie's Got a Gun, and Josh, you picked Hey Joe.
Yep.
Okay, Melanie, you get 1 point.
Ew. That was fourth for you?
And Josh, you get 2 points.
Was Pumped Up Kicks right?
That would have been 3 points, but Hey Man, Nice Shot is the best out of those four songs. Can I just say something? When I was writing these out, and I wrote Janie's Got a Gun, and then I wrote Aerosmith, I accidentally wrote Aero Shit. 3 times before I got it right.
Can I just say, though, that's one of the first music videos that I ever saw, and I think that it, like, changed my life.
Janie's Got a Gun?
Yes.
Before I disparage any of these songs, I really like all of these songs, so it was tough for me to pick, you know, or to rank these. The only reason why I put Janie's Got a Gun last in this list is because I really don't like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
even though that's a great and iconic song.
Yeah. I don't like Aerosmith that much either, but I do like this song.
And Hey Man, Nice Shot isn't the greatest song in the world either. However, I really like the part where he screams in that song. So, yeah.
You know, that part, he says, "Hey man," does he say, "has a gun"?
He just says, "has gun."
Has gun. For a really long time, I sang that as, "Hey man, how's it going? How's it going?" And then, "Hey man, have fun." Which didn't quite mesh with the "hey, nice shot" part.
Right. That would be funny if you thought that was like a basketball song.
about some guys hanging out shooting hoops, man.
Yeah. Okay, so what, are you guys tied now?
I think so.
So, Josh, you got 2 points on that one, and Melanie, you got one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this next one is kind of a, I don't know what the category here would be, but it has to do with things that were once sort of like on top of the music world and are irrelevant now. and so this is Korn versus Limp Bizkit.
Who should go first?
Oh, who went first to start off the game?
What was the first question?
Acoustic versus electric. That was me.
Yeah, okay, so I did.
So Josh, you can go first on this one.
Okay. I'm gonna say Korn. Because I think they actually did some pretty interesting stuff with their music. And Fred Durst, I mean, he just seems like a giant douche. So, Korn.
All right.
Well, I'm going to also go with Korn because judging from, I know that you listened to both of them, as did I. But I feel like you were into Korn a little longer. And also, although the bass player of Limp Bizkit had those weird contacts, I feel like Korn, and I feel like that's something that you would have liked. I also agree that Korn did some more interesting things, and they made weirder noises.
Yeah,
which I know you're also into.
You're really playing your audience.
And they had that one video with the bullet that went through the black
material. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The right. Light shined in. And honestly, if I had to choose which one I would listen to right now, I would pick Korn over Limp Bizkit. So, Korn.
Okay, you guys both get a point. You guys both get one once relevant but now irrelevant point. So yeah, there are things that I liked about Limp Bizkit at the time. They sort of ushered in sort of the new popular rock music back in the early 2000s or late 90s. Mm-hmm. And Korn did along with them, but Korn was a little later on. And you're right, Melanie, I do like the bassist's contacts. there was that song, I Did It All for the Nookie, is a pretty terrible song now that I think about it, but I really liked it at the time. But the reason why
Limp Bizkit songs are like that.
Yeah. Also, Limp Bizkit recently, and by recently I mean like sometime when I was in college, did a cover of Behind Blue Eyes, something like that.
Yeah.
By The Who. And I really don't like it. I don't like it when Limp Bizkit does cover songs of things. I like some cover songs, but I don't like any of Limp Bizkit's. But here's what I like about Korn. You're right in that they really revel in making weird noises. The lead singer of Korn, I can't remember his name, like Jonathan Thomas, maybe?
Davis, I think.
Jonathan Davis.
I don't know. Maybe that's somebody else I'm thinking of.
Dave Thomas.
Dirk? Was it Dirk Thomas?
Yes. It was Dake Dirk Thomas. Dake Dave. He is a bagpipe player.
Yeah, he is.
Which is already like a weird instrument that makes crazy noises. But also, he was probably the first person to ever make dubstep noises, and he made them with his mouth.
Yeah.
And also, that music video with the bullet flying through things was awesome. So,
yeah.
So that's why I went with Korn. Okay, so you guys are still tied. Melanie, you can go first on this round. This is folk versus funk?
I gotta go with folk. I don't think it's what you might go with, but I like folk influences in a lot of acoustic music that I listen to. So, plus, I like it when people play more than one instrument at one time, like a harmonica and a guitar.
Sure. What other instruments can you play at the same time?
Well, I guess it wouldn't still be. I guess it wouldn't still be folk anymore. But there's a guy who lives here who can do. What does he play, Josh? He plays like a drum, a guitar, and a harmonica at the same time.
Yeah.
Like with his foot, he plays the drum.
Oh, he just like blues. The bass drum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you could play. You could play two drums. You can use both of your feet.
That would be totally awesome to have a song where the guy is playing the harmonica, playing the guitar, and then doing just like a blast beat with the double bass drum. I'm assuming he doesn't do that.
No, not exactly.
No. But I also like about folk, I like the storytelling is usually better. Like the lyrics tend to be better.
Better than a funk song? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the storytelling. Like, they tell stories.
So you feel that the storytelling in a folk song is better than the storytelling in a funk song?
Yeah, although I don't listen to a lot of funk music, so I don't know.
All right, so your choice is folk.
Yes.
Or folk. How do you pronounce folk. That word?
I think you can say the L.
Folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think most people do.
Okay, Josh, did you go yet?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that while we listen to a lot more folk music than funk music. Part of that might be because when I listen to music, it's usually Melanie's music in the first place. But I appreciate good funk. And so I'm gonna vote for funk just so that we're no longer tied.
Somebody name me a good funk song.
Play that funky music, white boy.
I knew that was the only one I could think of.
I almost said monkey music.
Yeah, that one's not quite as good. It's a little derivative, also, like, I thought.
Is that Brick House song also considered funk?
Yeah, I'd call that funk.
So all the songs you hear at weddings.
Right.
Shout. YMCA. There's also, I can't think of the name of the band, Parliament Funkadelic. They have that song, I don't remember. You know what? Let me just find it real quick, because you will recognize it.
I like a lot of James Brown stuff. And sort of a lot of stuff of that era, I think.
That's because you're old.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not actually that old. But I have some friends who are really into a lot of funk, and it's fun music to listen to, I think. Sort of like the way that Kyle prefers dubstep, to, you know, get you pumped up kind of music. I think funk does that. Clearly I get pumped up in a different way than you guys do.
This is maybe a George Clinton song.
George Clinton and the P-Funks?
Maybe.
That's right.
He was the mastermind of the Parliament/Funkadelic collective during the 1970s.
Yeah.
He broke up both bands. I can't remember the name of this song. That's something true. About Jungle Love, maybe?
Jungle Fever?
Jungle Boogie?
Jungle Love. By the Time. Morris Day and the Time. That's what I was thinking of. okay. I'm going to edit all that other part out. Okay, I found the song. This is by the band Morris Day and the Time, and the song is called Jungle Love. And we'll see if you guys recognize this.
Aren't you already, like, you know, tapping your foot and shaking your head on it?
I am.
I don't think I've heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a part where the chorus is, oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. Oh,
you know, that song sounds awfully similar to that Halloween song.
Monster Mash?
No.
That's the only Halloween song I know.
All right, I know, wait, Thriller. Hey.
What?
No, just part of it made me want to break I'm into
about
Thriller.
I'm about to subtract a point from you.
Is it Thriller? It's like, I can't sing it.
I wonder how many times Thriller has been referred to as that Halloween song.
Once, just now.
No, what's the part? What's the song? It's like do 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 do. You don't know that song?
Do you know who it's by?
Is that Thriller?
I think that does sound a little bit like a Michael Jackson song. But also Thriller is like 8 minutes long. So,
yeah, that's Thriller.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. That last part that you sang was a part of the song Thriller.
That other part is Thriller too. No, there's a part in the song you just played that sounded like the next part of that song was going to be that part that I sang.
Well, I promise you that if I continued with this song, it would not turn into Thriller. Unfortunately.
Okay, well, can I just say that, so I like a lot of, like, 80s music, which is also very synthetic, but I can't stand how artificial that sounded.
They're, like, using horns and stuff, and that's, you think that sounds artificial?
It does. Well, was there, like, a keyboard or something in there?
Probably.
I've already forgotten.
Probably, yeah.
Well, okay, let's listen to another couple songs. Yeah, there's that keyboard part that's like, almost like an organ or something.
Yeah.
And the drum always sounds exactly the same in all of those songs.
Yeah, that's because it's probably electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this came out in 1984, which was like, right in the heyday of, that sort of initial phase of electronic music where everyone was like, oh yeah, you could just buy a synthesizer instead of having to get together real musicians.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you guys both picked different things, right? Melanie, you picked folk, and Josh, you picked funk.
Yep.
Both of these can be turned into dirty puns, which is what I like about them.
I think the funk musicians take advantage of that a lot more than the folk musicians do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, Let's Get Funked Up, I believe, is a folk song.
Funk song.
Yes. So, okay, probably if I had asked this question last year, or maybe year before last year, I would have picked funk. However, I seem to have gone through, like, a folk revival phase, where now I just can't get enough of folk music.
Like, what kind of folk music?
You know, just, like, real folksy stuff. All right, fine, you caught me. I was bullshitting my way through that. I do like funk in a certain context, like maybe at a wedding or in an 80s movie.
Right, sure.
And it does have that quality where it makes you want to start kind of tapping your foot and like nodding your head or like swaying or whatever it is you do to a funk song. Singing along if you happen to know the lyrics. But I like folk music. Because of the acousticness, which is going to sound weird after the first question that we had. And Melanie, I agree with you. It has like a fuller sound because of the acoustic parts. And also I do like the storytelling part. So folk is the answer.
And you should listen to Josh Ritter.
Josh Ritter?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Didn't he die a couple years ago?
No, that's John Ritter.
Oh, right.
And Josh Ritter is not related to him.
Okay, also, you should listen to that song, Home, by so-and-so.
That'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
By the Electric Zeros, Magnetic Zeros.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. I think that's a folk song. Anyway, Melanie, you get a point. Josh, you don't lose a point. How about we leave it at that?
I think that's fair.
Okay, so this is the final question. And I hope that you guys are familiar with Outkast.
Yes.
As in, like, the way that you're familiar with Thriller? Is this the same way?
Hey, I was right. That song was Thriller that I was singing.
This is that Halloween band?
That Halloween band?
It was on a Halloween tape I had when I was little.
Oh, right. Also, Monster Mash was also on that tape.
It was, I know.
This was like one side was Halloween or monster-themed songs, and the other side was just, like, scary special effects noises.
Yeah. And the Purple People Eaters was on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is another round in which there are multiple answers, and I have ranked them. So there's three songs. The first one is Ms. Jackson. The second one is Hey Yeah. And the third one is Bombs Over Baghdad.
Who goes first?
You do, because you're winning. Yeah.
Well, Mom would be upset if I didn't pick Hey Yeah. So.
Mom would be upset.
Yeah.
Is that Mom's favorite song?
Well, it's the one that we always sing together when we're all three together.
Is that the one we always sing together?
On. Yeah. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hey, yeah. Did you rank these wrong?
Uh-oh.
We'll see. I was going to say that I may need to apologize for not remembering that was the song that we all sing together. Okay, so your song is Hey Yeah. Josh, do you have a decision? A choice?
I would have said that song just to, because of what Melanie was going to say, or did say. But I'm just going to say Bombs Over Baghdad, because I think it's a smarter song.
Okay,
I'm
but you guys are
to sing part of Ms. Jackson.
Go for it.
I do like that song too.
I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Okay, so fortunately, I ranked these in the right order, so as to not be disowned. Hey, Melanie, you get 3 points for that song. Josh, you get 2 points for Bombs Over Baghdad. And despite the fact that I really like Ms. Jackson, it's last. They are all good songs. And I was going through the list of Outkast songs, and literally I could have put like 20 songs on this list. I didn't realize that they had so many songs like that I've heard of.
Right.
Yeah, I used to listen to them a lot, actually. And then I stopped. But they do have a lot of good stuff.
I like that one that's like, you think your blank don't stink.
Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost put that song on here, too. But I didn't think it made the top three.
Nah, I think you picked the right ones.
I almost didn't put Bombs Over Baghdad on here either, but I really like that song, despite the fact that I don't think I've ever heard it on the radio or anything.
I don't know if they can play it on the radio.
The other thing about that song, Roses, is I really liked the radio edit of that song, because it's fairly short, it's like 4 minutes. The non-radio edit is like 6 minutes, And
oh, really?
I'm pretty sure that's the song where they say crazy bitch a couple times.
Yep.
Oh.
In the non-radio edit version, they literally say that for the 2 minutes that they cut out in the radio edit.
Oh, really?
It just makes the song drag on way too long.
Yeah.
And kind of makes the song not as fun to listen to. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hey Ya is at least my favorite song of Outkast's, and it's really fun to sing to as well.
Yeah.
Follow-up question for no bonus points. Andre 3000 or Big Boy?
Andre!
Do I have to answer like that? I think Andre too. I also think he's an okay actor.
Yeah, he's alright.
What has he been in?
He was in that Four Brothers.
Yeah, movie. I was gonna say, I thought he was in that movie.
Yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg and the other guy that was hot, and
it was a bunch of guys who were in, used to be in bands. That's not true.
I don't think I've seen that movie. I knew he was in a movie, though.
Yeah. He's been in some other stuff.
He's in those Gillette commercials.
Yep.
Or at least I think that's Gillette. Could be whatever the other brand is. The one that's not going to sponsor this show. okay, so we've been recording this segment for a really long time. Final score. I don't know the scores, but Melanie by 2. which I think, Melanie, I think that gives you a 2-0 lead all time in this segment. Which is a little bit unfair to Josh, because Josh, we didn't grow up together. but I did try to pick a variety of things to talk about in this segment. But I forgot that Hey Ya by Outkast is like one of our favorite songs of all time. So I apologize.
That's okay. I actually knew that, but I just...
You didn't... Well, if you had chosen that song, there was no chance for you to win, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wouldn't have felt as genuine, you know, coming from me. It would have been like an imposter or something.
okay, so that's going to do it for this edition of Versus Music Edition. That was a stupid sentence.
it'll be better when we have more music editions.
Yeah, this is music edition 1. Literally, we could do probably like 10 music editions, because as you could tell, the list was pretty long on this one. So if you're out there in the audience, if you want to come up with an idea for a Versus segment or for categories in the music edition specifically, give us a call or send us an email. Go to the website. All of our contact information is there at shamechronicles.com. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back.